if we can get a few producers to do that kind of stuff, that would alleviate the pressure. But the volume of money coming in has to be, you know, large. You know, that's not going to generate $4,000 a day. So therefore, there has to be a combination of that, which costs us almost nothing. And David, by the way, if you, in case you didn't mention it, David also donates some of his stuff instead of, you know, like his books and stuff like that. He donates them. So there has to be a mixture, and it's a delicate balance. To, you know, like sometimes there are some premiums that are very expensive, but the net we make on the premium could be like $75 net. So even though we offer the premium for $250 and then it costs us like, I don't know, $150. We make $100 every time somebody pledged. So we have to balance all of that out. It's not a simple task, you know. I mean, I do it in my head. I do it in spreadsheets, discuss it with Linda and Andrea and Gunn. So it's a mixture. It has to be mixed up. But the more of the David Rottenberg type of premium that we do get, the natural medicine, the African History Pack, and all that kind of stuff, the better it is for us. The download also do not cost us anything to mail. So we, like, our net is usually higher, and so that's also good. I think a really good analysis of this, if we ever have the time, could show us why we are doing better now than last year. That could be one of the things that explains. I mean, we're doing much better now, but we don't know. I think I know why, but we're not sure why. And so we may need to do some analysis to see the mixture of premiums and, you know, less hours per day all the time, all of that thing. You know, we have to look at all those factors to see why we have become more efficient in making money.
But it seems, I mean, it goes more rapidly with some of these items, because you can get them out pretty fast. I mean, so that would be...
Max, underwater again.
Okay. Oh, it seems like there's a more volume of these premiums, and they do cost us nothing to make. I would say that seems to be a contributing factor of increased revenue. Are we there?
Okay.
Yeah, I agree with you, but, you know, that's my hint. But I have to double check and run the numbers.
Yeah, I could see that makes sense. I could see that.
Also, the Mimi Rosenberg, you know, this is a net cash in. That's one.
Time.
Okay.
We have 2 more minutes of the 45 minutes, but if we do that, we're not going to be able to finish at 10 o'clock.
Well, I have a starting this at 2100, so I think we're actually a minute over.
Okay.
Anyway, there we are. So, one second. Pardon me. Anyway. So, Bertold, you're going to look into a couple of those questions that were raised, and we can discuss this at the next meeting. All right?
That's what I was going to say. To sum up is I will send an email that would go over the total listener support number. We will evaluate the event. That's basically it. This is those 2 major issues. The grant and bequest, I will go over the actual numbers so that you can know what it is that we got in the past. Grant versus bequest, I mean, we just got a $10,000 bequest. Actually, we got a few bequests. We probably got a total of $20,000 and change. there's two or three small other ones. So they are, you know, we'll probably so far this year between grants and bequests, I've gotten up to probably $35,000 or more. It's hard to record those in QuickBooks because they all go into the bank, and so I have to go and make another entry and record them. So that I'm going to have to go out of my way to make that happen. So that
we've got some stuff you're going to do for next time.
Yeah.
And at this point, we are now at new business. Anyone have any new business?
Serene?
Hello? Hi. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm multitasking. You know that doesn't actually work. What was the question?
There's new business.
Yeah, it's new business.
Oh, yes. Okay. Let me send you... shoot. Give me 1 minute. Okay. I'm just going to... Everybody's on the LSE list, right? Is everyone here on the LSB list?
Yes.
Not the LSB, you know what I mean. The committee. Yeah, was it? WBI, LSB, Finance? Yep, there it is. Okay, great. Okay, so this motion is called Motion Regarding Monthly Billing, and it should be hitting your box right now. Shall I read it? Shall I read it?
I want to hear it.
Yeah, well, you may as well read it, and we'll see if it hits.
The WBAI Local Station Board Finance Committee recommends to the WBAI LSB that it recommend to the Pacifica National Board that whereas there are sometimes disputes about the amount and causes of monies said to be owed by units to the national office and or to each other, be it resolved that the PNB direct the NITA interim CFO to produce a monthly statement reflecting each unit's central services assessment, health bill back, pension plan payment, legal expenses, quarterly FJC loan interest payment, and any other charges and credits with both the national office and with other units. And further, that beginning September 2020, that statement shall be emailed to each unit head and business manager by the 25th of each month and compiled and submitted to the executive director, the treasurer, and that would be the national treasurer, the PNB's treasurer, and the PNB on that date. So that's the motion I'd like to motivate.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay, so it was amazing to me to learn that the national office just expects, and this is a years old discovery, but they don't send anybody a bill. They just expect that everyone will send them what they have said is due. Everybody, if you want payment, you send a bill. Con Ed sends you a bill. National Grid sends you a bill. You know, your tax man or woman sends you a bill. And if the national office, the CFO's office, whoever the national finance staff is at this point or at any point, needs to generate a bill that itemizes what is owed by each station. So you get a bill saying $61,000 in pension. Well, what does that cover? What period does that cover? How many employees does that cover? No idea. We get legal bills. We've gotten legal bills that we don't believe are properly charges that WBI should be responsible for paying. But again, no breakdown, right? So send a bill. That's all this says. Send a bill so there's no confusion about who owes what to whom at any given time.
Okay.
Sounds interesting.
I'm getting on the last paragraph. So you want to make that the PNB treasurer in the last paragraph?
Right. Well, it's a recommendation to the PNB, so I'm no longer looking
okay.
at my own motion.
Wanna,
what does it say?
You don't want to specify. That's perfectly fine.
Does it say it's the treasurer, or what does it say? Is
it
confusing
says,
in any way?
It says that beginning September 2020, the statement shall be emailed to each unit head and business manager by the 25th of each month and compiled and submitted by the executive director, the treasurer, and the PNB on that date. That's okay.
I was suggesting that you say the PNB treasurer.
Yeah, but you don't have to. I guess it's you know,
I think
clear
it's fine
enough
in
there.
That context.
Do you want to put in PNB or not?
Sorry, was that a question?
Yeah.
Yes.
Did you want to put in PNB treasurer or just leave it as treasurer? Because I think it does. I think they'll get it.
I think it's fine. I think
right.
it's clear enough that we're talking on a national level at that point.
Okay. We can take a stack. I can
and don't be long, people. We have other
motions. Other people can jump in after I say something. All right, so I'm seeing this for the first time, and the first thing I'm thinking of is all of this stuff of what's owed is going to be sent to all of the business. There are only three business managers, and none of them are BAI. They're going to be sent to the business managers and the general managers, and it's going to include everybody. So everybody gets to see what everybody else owes, and I'm a little concerned about that because there's a term called security through obscurity, and I don't know if we need to advertise how far behind we are and how much we owe to the other stations, especially the ones that are militating against us so much. So I'm a little bit concerned about that. But generally, I really want to think about this. I'm not sure. I'm not sure about this one. Anyway, anybody else
okay.
can stack?
James?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I have a couple of questions. Okay, so this is going to be a monthly statement, and we're going to get a... I'm just reading here and trying to figure it out, but I'll just ask you, and you can tell me where it says it. So this is going to be what we owe each month or what we owe with the total of past arrears included in the total? What are you thinking along those lines? Also, I want to ask, I presume you did it for a reason when you asked for the unit head as opposed to the general manager. So I'm just curious about, you know, I'm sure what your reason was for using that language. And
okay.
I think it, you know, transparency, even if it works against us, I would generally be in favor of it. And also, I'm just wondering, it seems like this could be done at little to no cost, but I'm just curious if you would anticipate any cost connected to this.
Okay, so first, I don't think that, you know, as James just said, in response to our poll, I'll say this, there's no harm in other people knowing whether you're in debt. We're all part of the same organization, and if one station is in a hole, other stations will be affected. So it'll, you know, if it serves as motivation for people to keep their arrearage low so that they don't have to, you know, hear anything from their colleagues, that's fine. But this motion actually says that it would reflect each unit. So the statement, it's a monthly statement to each unit showing its own expenses. It will be compiled and sent. That's why it says in the last sentence, the compilation of all the units' statements will be sent to the PNB, the ED, and the treasurer. So it's not that KPFT is going to find out exactly what WBAI owes, or KPFK will find out what KPFA owes, although KPFA is perfect and they never owe. But, you know, each station, each unit would get its own. So for the archives, you know, we're assuming they're on top of payroll all the time and they're on top of health benefits all the time, et cetera, et cetera. But each unit will find out what the national office thinks it owes, and the PNB will be kept aware of that so that we don't end up at a point where someone finds out, wow, we're 5 months behind in this unit in paying such and such a bill. I say this knowing that BAI has often been the furthest behind, but, you know, it is what it is. I don't see any cost. It takes a little extra effort for them to set it up, but I don't see it's going to take so much for NEDA to simply generate the bills. Once you set up the process, it's something that can go. There are many things that are automated. And if someone needs a note to send an email on the 25th of each month, so be it. But the monies that are due aren't going to be changing drastically from month to month unless there's a special assessment for a special problem or a special project or whatever the case is.
We do get, can I, but on that.
Did I answer all your questions, James?
Actually, no, there was one more about the language of the unit head versus saying GM, and also...
Because it's not just the stations, so that Mark Torres is the head of...
Oh, yes, yes, I get it. I get it. And I must say, initially, I like it, this whole idea. This is good. And I would also just like to add about the transparency. You know, if KPFK, which is having extreme difficulties right now, you know, was... If we weren't all finding out about it and it could be threatening the network, we would probably want to know that, you know, and again, the motion is not to broadcast this far and wide. It's compile it and let people know who you might want to say have a need to know.
Yeah. This is Bertol.
Go ahead.
Can I go?
Yes, Bertol, go.
Okay. Yeah, so I already received emails from NEPA reminding me to, you know, to pay essential service and blah, 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 and health benefits. So what this motion would do is to make it more, I would say, more formal so that they can have like a spreadsheet or a report that they would send. You know, and they do send me my stuff. They don't send it to, they don't send our stuff to the other stations. You know, like, so I understand the motion to be clarified to make sure that each station receives their bill, and then the whole thing put together is sent to the national office.
Time.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, move to extend 15 minutes.
Okay, hold on. The motion, we've run out of time, and the motion is to extend the time for the meeting by 15 minutes. Is there any objection to that? Hearing none, passed without objection. So we go to 10:15 at this point in time. And anything more on this motion that's on the floor? Hearing none. Let me read this, and we'll see what we want to do with it. The motion, as I have it, reads. Now, I put in a direct article at one point here because it was grammatical. So make sure this is what everybody wants to have in there. The WBAI Local Station Boards LSP Finance Committee recommends to the WBAI LSP that it recommend to the Pacifica National Board, PNB, that whereas there are sometimes disputes about the amount and causes of monies said to be owed by units to the national office and or to each other, be it resolved that the PNB direct the NETA Interim Chief Financial Officer to produce a monthly statement reflecting each unit's central services assessment, health bill back, comma, pension plan, legal expenses, quarterly FJC loan interest payment, and any other charges and credits with both the national office and with other units. And further, that beginning September 2020, the statement shall be emailed to each unit head and business manager by the 25th of each month and compiled and submitted to the executive director, the treasurer, and the PNB on that date. Okay. Is there any objection to this motion? Hearing none, pass without objection. Any other stuff?
Chair, may I be recognized?
Yeah,
James?
I'm sorry. This is Serene.
Well, second what? Fast.
I just wanted to ask, this is a good idea. I like this, and I wanted to I'm just wondering out loud if there's anything, we've had difficulty with money going the other way in the past. When we send money to the national office or, to the national level, it doesn't always get accounted the way we intended it. And, perhaps we could think about something kind of on the other side of the coin, so to speak, where we could be, make sure that we get acknowledged when we send money and it's supposed to be dedicated to a certain purpose, that it's accepted and recorded as such.
Serene?
That's all. Thank you.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, so in response to that, it's supposed the statement is going to show both credits and debits.
Good.
Yeah, and I assume that when Berthold sends a check, he puts some or transfers or whatever it is you people do with technology these days, you put in a memo that says what it's intended to be, right? What expense it's intended to cover.
Right. I can think of one example where that was done and it didn't end up going that way. So, yeah, but if it's good, if this, and does this, okay, thank you.
So I have another motion.
To clarify, what you're talking about is the Jim Crivo item. But the Jim Crivo item was not a direct, result of that. The Jim Crivo item was the fact that the executive of Jim Crivo's estate, went to this hoop and, did not insist that the credit be given to BI. So that's different than the WBI payment bill. Any bill that I pay comes from my bank account, so I can prove it. It's clear. It's different.
Okay.
So I sent another motion at 9:54 called LSC motion regarding virtual meetings. And this was prepared before we couldn't get on the call tonight because there were too many other people using Maestro because I've never heard of such a thing happening before. And I will read it. The WBI Local Station Board Finance Committee recommends to the WBI LSB that it recommend to the Pacifica National Board that whereas precautions about the COVID-19 pandemic have forced remote conduct of governance meetings that would normally have been held in person, and there are costs and privacy issues that come with the use of various telephone and video services, be it resolved that the PNB direct its technology task force or, if necessary, require the interim executive director to have tech staff assess various options and prepare a report on the comparative costs, ease of use, availability of audio video that can be posted to kpftx.org without much extra work, as well as the privacy of content and user information. Current Pacifica tech services, such as Maestro, shall be included in the comparison. So that's the second motion.
I'm sure you want to motivate it.
Pat.
So, yes, I hear you, Pat. So
yeah,
maybe
I can.
Robert's first, then Pat.
Okay, so basically, since March, beginning very suddenly in March, we were no longer meeting in person for either the LSB or its various committees and task forces, and that, multiplied by five across the network. These are open meetings, and it's true that the CPB has eased the requirement and said, there's a pandemic and we can't have hundreds of people gathering for a meeting. But that said, our commitment to transparency and to member involvement remains strong, I want to believe. but we have a patchwork of systems that are in use. So we had Maestro before that. We had, I think it was a company called Ring 2 or something we used to use on the 2MB. I don't remember. Or, you know, but I don't know what the status is of those contracts or whether they're still active, what the costs are for just maintaining a relationship with these corporations, what happens when we use freeconferencecall.com, what happens when people use Zoom, which I understand creates an MP4, when, in fact, what the technicians need to put it onto the official governance calendar is an MP3. I know nothing about the time or effort required to convert it from one format to another. But it seems to me that instead of every task force and every committee and then every LSB coming up with, you know, its own way to try to get information out, that we should be able to systematize it. We're in the communications business, for Pete's sake. And some LSBs have been having their meetings at BAI. You guys use Zoom, and people can either Zoom in with the video or they can call in and participate. They can wear shades if they want to be anonymous, you know, as they're entitled to be. But there are other LSBs where the public never hears, cannot call in for public comment. They have to email it, or, you know, it's recorded and then it's stored later. So you can't have public comment effectively, I think. And certainly, you know, if I send an email into the board and the board gets it and they respond to me a month later, that is nothing like being able to hear the meeting and comment on something that's actively being discussed, or something that's completely unrelated, which is perhaps more typical of a Pacifica meeting. But anyway, that's the reason why I think we just need to be more organized in ways of communicating.
Okay, Pat Logan?
I agree with you, Serene, about the public comment issue. You should include that in, and could you please also include in accessibility?
Can you be more specific?
Accessibility for screen readers and...
Okay. Sure.
Yeah, there are companies that can translate, yeah. Yeah, you're right. The tech committee should be able to look into that. I agree. I'm sorry. I was out of touch.
All right. Let me. Does anybody else have something to say on this?
Yeah, I was just wondering. This is James. I was wondering if, also for hearing impaired people, if there's technology, Zoom-like technology that would allow people to read. Read what people are saying. And I also wonder if, Serene, if you had talked to the ED about this at all, the IED, I know that she is considering doing things to achieve economies of scale, such as unifying our telecommunication service and some other things. And this would seem to be of a kind with those. So I'm just, you know, perhaps it'd be a good idea to talk to her, but this is also a good idea. Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else on this?
Can I have a question for Pat.
Yes.
Okay, so I want to insert this language. Tell me if it's good enough. Prepare a report on the comparative costs, ease of use, and accessibility for those with visual impairments. I don't want to use language that's considered offensive. I know we're ableist in a million ways.
It's fine. He wants hearing impairments too. Jim wants hearing impairments, so it should...
Visual and hearing. Okay.
Yeah, it should all go in the same package.
Okay.
Yeah, and I thought about the word impairment, and if you can think of another way to say it, that's appropriate, of course.
Okay, so you want to make an amendment to it, so.
Well, I think Serene is
right. I think it's Pat's amendment. And in the last, well, in the action paragraph, it says, that, so be it resolved that the PNB direct its technology task force, or if necessary, require the interim executive director to have tech staff assess various options and prepare a report on the comparative costs, ease of use, accessibility for those with visual or hearing. I don't like impairments, but I cannot think of a better
you
word.
Can say,
issues.
You can say blind, low vision, and hearing impaired, and then you don't have to say that.
Yeah, but we still have
blind,
impaired. I'm wondering if the word impaired itself in any form is the problem.
How about disability?
Yeah. Well, let's see.
Would disabilities be a good word?
No, that's going the wrong way.
Okay.
Anyway, so this would go after it says report on the comparative costs, ease of use, and it would whatever you're going to add would go in right here before available of audio video.
Right.
Okay, so let me mark that so when we get the language, I can put it in. And what exactly language do you want to throw in there?
Okay, I'm going to send it right now. Sorry, while it's going, I can't read it while it's going to you. What did you say, Pat?
I suppose you could say blind, low vision, and non-hearing.
Right.
Non-hearing individuals.
Okay, I can change what I just said. You want to just take that, Arpal, from Pat?
I think we should say it because it's not coming in quite yet, and I've hit it for... Okay, here comes what you've just sent.
Right, but if she's more comfortable with the language that she just used, just amend the original.
Yeah, you wanted me to.
Ignore what I sent.
Yeah, I thought you wanted me to.
I do.
Is James for the stack?
Oh, no. We're getting language right now, so let me do this.
I've just Googled the National Association of Hearing Loss, and I have some language. I have a comment on what they recommend.
Oh, go ahead.
They recommend... people with hearing loss.
But it may not be a loss. If someone who's born deaf,
I get that.
It's not a hearing loss. Okay.
Well, they're saying people who are, you know, better than hard of hearing, hearing disabled, people with hearing loss is what they recommend. So that's all.
Okay. So, Pat, Serene Roberts has suggested you make this wording. So do you want to come up with the wording?
Time.
All right, let's see if Pat has the wording.
I would say blind, low vision, and non-hearing individuals.
So it would be accessible to blind,
low vision,
and
non-hearing
individuals. Okay.
Yeah.
Our Paul's going to...
One second, let me copy, paste. So it would be to make the last paragraph, add in the last paragraph after ease of use. And after ease of use. Okay. To add after the last paragraph, after ease of use, quote, and accessibility for those blind, low vision, and non-hearing individuals. That sound like what people want in there?
You don't need those. You can just...
unlock some more.
Well, okay, so lose those. So the would be add in the last paragraph after ease of use, quote, and accessibility for blind, low vision, and non-hearing individuals. Is that it?
Yeah, I think that'll do it.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Is there any debate on this amendment to the motion? Hearing none, is there any objection to this amendment? Hearing none, the amendment passes. So that's in there. Now we go back to the main motion, but time has been called. And so
move to extend by 8 minutes. Final extension.
Why don't we vote on this motion first?
Well,
we will.
Well, we're out of time.
Well, if she extends, we, you know, yeah. The proper thing is she makes the extension now. Otherwise, we vote on this and we go away. So she's made an extension for what, 10 minutes, you said?
Okay, fine. I had said 8, but, you know, it's 10:18. We can, 8 minutes is fine, 10 minutes, I don't care.
All right, the motion was extend the meeting by 8 minutes. Is there any objection to that? Hearing none, we're extended by 8 minutes, and now it's 10:18. So we still have this motion on the floor as amended. Is there any debate, any more debate on this motion on the floor as amended? I don't hear any. Is there any objection to this motion as amended? Do people need it read altogether? Or?
No.
I don't hear anybody saying they need it read. I don't hear anybody saying they need it read. Is there any objection to this motion as amended? Hearing none, it's passed as amended.
I have a final motion.
Okay. Did you send that one in?
I did.
Well, let's see if it's here yet. I don't see it, but...
Motion regarding quarterly review sent from here.
I guess you could state it, because I don't have it yet.
Okay, the WBI Local Station Board Finance Committee recommends to the WBI LSB that it recommend to the Pacifica National Board that it require its Finance Committee, NFC, National Finance Committee, to review the financial operations of the Pacifica Radio Archives, the Affiliates Unit Program, and the National Office each quarter, and further, that the PNB Secretary is to promptly remind local station board officers that they are to have the LSB's review and report to the PNB on station budget adherence / deviation each quarter. So that's the motion, and the motivation is the same thing. We really need to keep an eye on the money. I know we don't have formally approved budgets, but whatever the GM sent to the LSB, even if it wasn't approved by the PNB, should be what's happening. You can't say nothing was approved and therefore I can just spend. I'm not saying that you say that, Berthel. I'm just saying we don't want that to happen anywhere. And I don't know that, I mean, once in a while, we'll hear that the archives, we know that the stations are not always prompt in paying, you know, the reduced amount. I say reduced, it's less than the central services that are paid to the station, but it's a certain amount that's supposed to go to the archives so that they can function and be able to do the work of, you know, preserving these invaluable recordings. We need to do a fund drive for the archives. It used to be just in November, but I think, we didn't do one last November because of the chaos with the bylaws business. And we ended up doing one, I think, earlier this year. But aside from, you know, the 1 or 2 days that we do each year, we don't really pay too much attention to how their budget is doing. And we should. And the same would be true for the affiliates program, right, which is the most growth that is happening, I think, within the network. It's a valuable program to Pacifica, and Pacifica should make sure that it is meeting the needs of our affiliate stations. And the national office, again, no budget approved, but it has expenses. How are those expenses being met? You know, we know money has to move all over the place sometimes, but the closer attention that we pay, the better off we all are. And I don't think that some LSBs ever review their budget, and I think many LSBs do not even understand their budget. But if we're enabled to review it every quarter, when it comes time to making a new budget, people will be clearer about what it is they're being asked to approve, I think. That's it.
All right. I'm not getting this yet.
I don't have it either.
Nobody got it? I sent it. I'll send it again.
Oh.
Yeah, where is
it? Send it 1017. William, you have it?
Yes. Let me see if it says 1017. Where do I see the time? Yeah, 1017. What does it say? LFC motion quarterly review. To WBAI Finance.
It's still not hitting. The
last thing I got was a 1014 from Serene also, but I don't have that latest one.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not hitting the Finance Committee mailing list yet.
Well,
at least not for me, maybe for you.
But I can read it again, if that helps.
Well, I guess, what we can do then is you can read it and I'll write it. Wait. Now I'm seeing something else coming in from other people, but nothing from you yet. So, yeah.
I sent it again at 10:23.
Another fast try here. How this works.
Maybe we better check spam or something. I don't
Here's
know.
Something came in, but that's other people. Okay. I'll look in here. Not you. Okay. I think what we'll do, I'll try one more time. Nothing. All right, what we have to do then is, the old-fashioned way, you read it slowly, I'll type it in, and it'll be on the floor.
Okay. Well, it's the...
Bertold, you got to mute.
Bertold, we hear you. Might mute. Go ahead, read.
Bertold, stop flaunting your family.
The good thing I'm speaking in Creole, because I don't know what
Okay. Well, the beginning part you don't have to write because it's the same in all of them. The WBI Local Station Board Finance Committee recommends to the WBI LSB that it recommend to the Pacifica National Board. Okay, and here's where it begins. That it require
cheeseburgers.
Hi, Matt.
Hi.
That it require its Finance Committee, in parentheses NFC. To review the financial operations of the Pacifica Radio Archives.
Time.
The affiliate.
So
that's okay. It's our last motion.
Jeez, read. Let her read this, and then we'll get on with other stuff. Okay. The PRA and what else?
The Affiliates Unit Program. And the national office each quarter, semicolon, and further that the PNB secretary is to promptly remind local station board officers. That they are to have the LSBs. Actually, that can be LSB. because each officer will have the LSB, review and report to the PNB on station budget adherence. /deviation each quarter.
So
that's it.
Okay.
Yes.
Time has been called.
No, I have a question. I have a quick question on that.
Well, hold on. Time has been called. So
we extend for the 3 minutes to.
I don't know. Do we want? Maybe we should postpone this to the next meeting. We're meeting in 3 weeks anyway. This looks like something that we should probably think about. Maybe we should just leave this for next meeting. Does anybody find that an idea that's worth considering?
Yes, I think that's a good idea because I'm still not totally getting it. Because what I'm getting is basically that I will be doing the comparison, and then we are trying to twist the arm of the LSB to do this, because one of the things that you should be doing, it should be in this meeting and the next meeting of the LSB, so that they can understand what's happening in the budget. So once the budget is passed by the local finance committee, that the local station board should already know everything about it.
I would like us to extend for 5 minutes and just deal with the motion and be done with it.
Is 5 minutes, come on, we're really rushing this.
Not complicated. Right. The bylaws require us to review the budget review spending quarterly, but no one does it.
At which point it can be argued that this motion is not necessary because of that.
But no one does.
But anyway, you want to extend, right? You want to extend? Is that it?
5 minutes, yep. And just be done. We extended at 10:17, at 10:23.
Is there any objection to extending for another 5 minutes? Hearing none. Extended 5 minutes. All right. Still, there's a motion on the floor. I move to postpone this motion to the next meeting. I think we could do it better at that point in time.
I object.
Okay. Does anybody else have something to say on it?
Yeah, I would also vote no. William.
Okay, so do a fast vote on this. I just think we should think about it. All right. Postpone the next meeting. Answer up when you hear your name. So the motion is to postpone this motion to the next meeting. William Heerwagon?
No.
Noel Jameson? Noel Jameson? I think he may have left. R. Paul Martin? Yes. Matt Mazza?
Yes.
Berthold Reimers?
Dean.
Serene Roberts?
No on postponement.
James Sagerton?
I'm going to say no.
Jeffrey Stern?
Yes.
Going back. Noel Jameson, are you here? Don't hear him. Okay, so it's 3-4, 3 against, 1 abstention, and so it does not pass. So there we go. All right, so this is on the floor, and we're debating this motion. Anybody have anything to say?
James for the stack.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I voted no just because we've already had it read twice, and I would personally like to hear it discussed. So that's all this is going to do. It's not necessarily going to pass. I just would like to hear it discussed further. So I'm going to vote for it just to have the conversation. That's all. Thank you.
Berto.
Okay, go ahead, Berto.
Oh, well, Serena, what you're saying is that forget about who tells whom to do what. But what you're basically saying is that there is an evaluation of the budget to actual, and that that comparison of a quarterly budget to actual be taken seriously by the LSV and be reported to the national, somewhere in the national board. I mean, in short, that's basically what you're saying.
Yep.
Okay.
You know, if something is going to, if something is going wrong, we don't want to wait until, you know, 6 months, 9 months down the road. We don't have any cushion.
I don't have a problem with that at all. Only thing that a problem I have is, you know, who's going to do that work? Me.
Yeah, you're the all-purpose guy there.
Yeah.
And the less you do it, the less you'll have to report.
Yeah, it makes sense, but it's just a little more work.
All right, let me say something on here. Well, I think the effect of this is to prod people. And I think, I think that when if this should hit the PNB, certainly there are going to be people who are going to be, you know, geez, what the hell, you know, we have this local finance committee having its LSB start poking at us here, and the question would become, oh, has everyone just not been doing it and that's it? All right, so here we have this. I don't know. Does anybody else object to this? I'm willing to vote against this, simply because I think it would be kind of interesting for other stations, I won't say which other stations, to have WBAI poking and prodding at the rest of governance in this way. So does anybody else think that, or do we want to just let it go with no objection? Does anybody else
want to
vote?
I'd like to respond. Well, people disagreed. They didn't
want to vote on this. Maybe it'll go past.
People just said they didn't want to postpone it. What is your question?
My question is, does anybody else consider objecting to this, or is it just me?
No,
I think it's like to vote on it.
All right, there's a stack. Somebody said stack. Who wants to be on a stack fast?
Bertold. I'd like to be on the stack also, James, after Bertold.
Okay, Bertold, then James Sagan. Bertold, go ahead, fast.
Okay, so is that NEDA supposed to do this, and then they're not doing it? Technically speaking, NEDA has the budget. They have the financial statement. They should be able to run this damn thing like in 10 seconds and provide it. I mean, like, if I had the time and to plug the budget numbers in QuickBooks, this is something that you just click a button and it gives it to you. So maybe it's not a poking at the other station as much as it's asking of CFOs or whatever that is to just generate that report. Now, what may happen is the CFO may say that Station X is not providing us enough information for us to be able to run that report. But, Pacifica is very contentious. But technically speaking, this is a legit, it's supposed to be easy thing.
Say that last part again, Bertol. You broke up.
I think you're saying that NETA should be able to run that report at a click of a button. and it should not be litigious or contentious. Technically, I mean, in the best of all worlds.
I was, okay.
All right. James Sackerson, you're next.
Yeah, I was thinking that too. Isn't this something that NEDA could do? But it's, I would like to have the information. I think it would be useful to have the information. I would like people maybe not to make too much of it when we get the information, because sometimes stations have lows and then they come back. You know, there's up and down. There's been a lot of down lately, but there is up and down throughout the year.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
So the information sounds useful to me, but I also wonder if someone, if it's true, and I can't access the bylaws right now. My computer keeps telling me that it's not a secure site. I don't know where that's coming from. It didn't used to happen. But suddenly I can't do that. But someone said that this was in the bylaws, and if that's the case, then perhaps somebody's going to say that this is out of order because it's redundant to the bylaws. But maybe the part of it that requires people to take actions is in addition to what's in the bylaws, then that would be appropriate. So I'm enjoying the conversation. I want to hear more. So I wouldn't mind voting for this to pass it on. I don't know how much productive conversation we'll get about it on the LSB level, but, you know, maybe further along the line, it could go to the National Finance Committee and we could talk about it more. And, you know, anyway, I'm enjoying the conversation, as I said. Thank you.
This is Serene.
Go ahead.
Article 7, Section 3A, to review and approve that station's budget and make quarterly reports to the foundation's board of directors regarding the station's budget, actual income, and expenditures. I'm just saying, it's there, we're just not doing it.
And who is supposed to do that, Serene?
The LSV. Under the specific powers and duties of the LSV.
So they would have referred it to the Finance Committee where we're sitting, and so we should basically be doing it, right? Well.
Well, we should do it and present it at an LSV meeting.
Right.
And the LSB then, you know, makes a decision about what it will send on to the national board. I mean, listen, the numbers are what the numbers are. So whether some people will turn their nose up, you know, when they say, it doesn't change the fact that we have a responsibility to try to be as, you know, self-sustaining and fiscally responsible as possible.
As committee members and as LSB members, et cetera, we should know these things. So I agree with that.
I will make note that the treasurer's reports usually make a reference to the numbers and the money and all of that. But anyway,
that's true.
Timekeeper, what's
perhaps,
the situation?
Perhaps this treasurer's report, but I assure you, you know, we don't even know what's happening around the country. The point is to bring it to people's attention that this is one of the board's, the local board's responsibility. That's all.
And there is one station who doesn't even have a finance committee.
Hold on, Mr. Timekeeper. Could I have the timekeeper say what our situation is?
I think our situation is we're over at this point.
We're over. Okay.
Right. Orders of the day, meaning a vote, and get out of here.
All right. If there's no motion... If there's no motion to extend, then we go to an immediate vote on this thing. Is there anybody who objects to this? If nobody else does, I won't. Any objection? Hearing none, it's passed without objection, which is different from unanimous. All right, that's it. This meeting is adjourned. Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. Thank you.
Night, all.
Oh, Jeff, did you get your flash drive?
Yes, I did. I also got the other thing today. Thank you so much, Matt.
Very good.
Good night.
Night, all.
Was there a problem with the site, or was it me?